Then one day on the internet, Bill Ryan showed the way. The Serbians took our soldiers home to see how their kids play. In the Serpo, in the Serpo, in the Serpo, in the Serpo, and they post with pride. In memory of Elvis, baby, who, by the way, might very well be on Serpo, even as I speak. And this is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the Extraterrestrials in Science feed on the, what is it, boys and girls? Project Serpo, Revelation or Hope, Monstrous Pod Thread from Hell. Oh, yeah, I'm back, baby. I'm back. And it wasn't long either, was it? Just long enough to get a little sleep and then grab that mic again. And, you know, by the way, you know, there's Serpo Madness, and then, you know, this whole sideshow has just been so fun for me, especially it just caught me at the right time. Happened to be in a manic phase, got back from a trip, needed a little break. You know, lo and behold, the circus came to town, and it was Serpo Madness. And, you know, when that happens, it's natural to expect a maniac with a microphone to start capering about and having fun and joining in the general hoopla. So that's my excuse. My excuse is I'm crazy. I'm a maniac by definition. So, hey, you know. And I know that I have some anxieties about going on and on. But you know what? I was just thinking about it today. How about talk radio? You know, you got these talk radio hosts. Every day they talk for 3 hours. You know, look at how much time I've been talking on this whole Serpo thing. You know, I think I might be giving myself too much grief for this. I mean, look at it, you know, like Rush Limbaugh. I am the Maharashi, your poobah of infinite knowledge, a harmless, lovable little fuzzball, you know, or Sean Hannity. You're a fine American. You're a great American, you know, or God forbid, Michael Savage. Oh, the liberals are destroying our country. Oh. And of course, let us not forget Al Franken. Somebody. Is there anybody out there? Is this thing on? Bueller? So, you know, these guys are hopping on every day. They're talking and talking and talking and talking. So, you know what? If they can do that, then why can't I, a red-blooded American citizen, Citizen Magic, do the same damn thing on podcasts? Oh, I said damn. Oh, well, close enough. It's in the Bible, people. It's in the Bible. So, yeah, you know, it was natural that when the Serpo Rail salesman came to town. And by the way, I love the thread that Skeptic started in the BQ&B forum, the trouble with tribbles. And, oh, yeah, you know, what a great analogy, you know. And yeah, you know, ATS has been overrun with triples. But you know what? Look at it this way. You know, the way that show ended, who was it? Like the Anonulans? I think the Anonulans are going to end up with all the tribbles in the end. So maybe we'll get the last laugh. But anyway, a lot of philosophy has been getting kicked around about the whole nature of these sorts of events and so forth. And, you know, and by the way, just on that Serpo Rail analogy, and again, I love you, Bill. Bill Ryan out there, shout out, homie. You know, I think for me that works best. The Serpo Rail, Serpo Rail, Serpo Rail. You know, The Simpsons had this show where a guy was going around selling monorails, and played beautifully by one of my heroes, Phil Hartman. Gosh, what a loss when that guy died. And in my opinion, Bill Ryan is the monorail salesman. Whether he actually, you know, believes this story or not, or believe, you know, he's the one that's been pushing it. If you look at, well, why all the Serpo Madness? Bill's been out there fanning the flames. And, you know, I think that's an important dynamic to remember. Whatever the story may be about Serpo itself, Bill Ryan is the driving force behind publicizing Serpo. Hint, hint. And however this may shake down, I mean, it's pretty obvious to me that there's some sort of Serpo franchise that will come out of this. I mean, it's just, it's inevitable. And it's become a part of ATS lore and internet lore. You know, now we can, you know, talk about pulling a Serpo, you know, or, oh my God, not another Serpo. It's sort of like the way Titor or, you know, Prophet Yahweh, you know, have entered the vocabulary, the jargon amongst us wackos in the conspiracy theory community. And, you know, what I'm learning all this, and the reason I jumped on the bandwagon in the first place, because, you know, again, I've never seen anything about this story that I found all that convincing. I just thought the story itself, the fact that it was getting so much attention, was interesting. And I still do. You know, Bill, Ryan, and me have gone off to another board, whatever little nascent board out there. And hey, you know, more power to you guys out there on that other board. You know, hey, may you find fulfillment wherever your path may lead. It's all good, baby. But you know, with regards to Serpo Madness on ATS, we're the story. You know, who hijacked Serpo? Well, we did, ultimately. And, you know, there's some of my fellow ATSers out there that are still looking hard at, you know, the information that's available about Serpo and about the whole issue of Anonymous 1 and Anonymous 2. And I think that rocks, you know. And frankly, I'm interested in seeing where that all goes. I mean, you know, again, I'm trying to be a skeptic. And like I said, I often fail. Really having a hard time believing that the foundation of the Serpo story is credible. But what I love about this phenomenon is watching my fellow ATSers. And I mean, there are some people that have really stood out in this process that are just relentless in their pursuit of the truth. And, you know, as much as I might have fun with this whole Serpo story and as much fun as I might have with this whole business and the carnival atmosphere and everything else, I truly, honestly, and sincerely admire my fellow ATSers that have been, you know, digging into the story and getting to the bottom of it. Because even in the case of a hoax, there is a lot of value to be had in getting the information out, analyzing it, presenting it, and demonstrating that it's a hoax. Because that is a tremendous service to our community. Think about it. A lot of this stuff, if this would have come out in like the 80s, there'd be books about this already. I mean, there would be, you know, if Project Serpo came out like, you know, in the same way, except it was back in the 80s before the internet. I mean, we already got Bill Ryan. He's going to be talking about Serpo at this UFO conference in Laughlin, Nevada at the end of February. And he might end up being a regular on the circuit talking about Serpo. And look at some of the other people out there that are doing this kind of thing. You know, there's some other names. I'm not going to name them. I'm just saying there's some other people that make a living off of these kinds of stories. They go around to the different UFO conferences and people get a hotel room and a convention center. And they have their nice coffee and, you know, box lunches and all this other kind of stuff and these nice places. And they all basically talk about this wild stuff. And some of it has merit. Most of it, as far as I can tell, does not. But, you know, it's kind of like a social circuit. It's they have a shared interest. You know, it's kind of like I have kind of a passing interest in anime. I might even go to an anime convention at the end of this month. I don't know. Or not this month, the end of next month. But, you know, the whole thing about this whole process is it's really how much of it's actual UFO and how much is UFO community. And I think it's a lot more of the latter than the former. And, you know, I say that critically, but, you know, if people want to do that, that's fine. It's their business, you know. But that's the thing. On ATS, we do the same kinds of things. We have our own little parties here. And we've had this big Project Serpo party, and it's a history-making thread. It's a big deal. It's an event that, you know, people can say, we'll probably have ATS T-shirts, you know. I survived Serpo, and all I got was this lousy shirt or something like that. And you know what? That's cool. I like it. You know, it gives us common lore as a community. So even if it is silly as hell, so what? You know, are we so full of ourselves we can't, you know, we can't be a little silly? Oh, hell no. That's one of the things I love about ATS. Look at the way the staff handles all this stuff. I mean, sometimes I'm a fan of dry wit, and just some of the dry wit I see in the staff these days, it just makes me giggle. You gotta love it. And, you know, one of the staff members is an anthropologist, and I have to imagine AboveTopSecret.com is an anthropologist's dream. We ought to change the motto of ATS is, you know, an anthropology master's thesis in every forum. Oh, and of course, you know, there's people that have been getting uptight about Project Serpo. They put a lot of time into it, and they feel like they're ripped off or something. Is that really true? I mean, you know, openly, Bill Ryan talks about that there's, you know, 80-20, you know, percent of deception, percent of disinformation. We know there's deception going on here. We know there's disinformation. So if anyone has given themselves the mistaken impression that has never been represented that way, well, they've been disinforming themselves. I think the thing I keep seeing here, for anyone who's frustrated about this, and, you know, I get that way too. Sometimes I'm starting, Bill Ryan has discredited himself as a credible spokesman. Yeah, whatever. And I got to get over myself too, you know. my recommendation for anyone that's burnt out on surfo, do something else. You know, I went out and I took a drive today. I just drove around the valley here. The weather in Western Nevada has been just beautiful lately. It's February and we got temperatures pushing 60 degrees. Oh man, Fahrenheit. For those people out there that actually use a real, for people that use God system, the metric system, I meant 60 Fahrenheit, not 60 Celsius. But, I played my own album, my first album on my car stereo. I'm driving around and listening to my own album. I'm like, hey, that's right. I'm supposed to be recording my second album. That's what my thing for February is. But I got off on the Serpo Madness, and I didn't do that. But you know what? This next album, and it's called Rocksore, there's some songs I've already kind of hinted about, you know, and the main song. I think I'm going to make the chorus something like, so come along with me. We'll go into the Rocksore, something like that. And it's got a little theme about an old movie theater and stuff. And blah, 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 blah. Yeah, yeah, Tim, tell us more, Magic, tell us more. Anyway, my thing about this is there are other things to do than follow Serpo. I'll keep an eye on it. You know, there's this whole thing, you know, Bill Ryan's moved on to from Shelbyville to North Haverbrook now. And there's monorails, Serpo rails to be had wherever the show's in town. You know, for my part, I'm interested in seeing what happens. You know, there's still kind of a, is Serpo dead? You know, the staff had that thing. You know, it's very cute, the graphic. Serpo is dead. Long live Serpo. ain't it the truth, you know? It will rise from the grave, I'm sure. But I'll keep an eye on it, and I'll have fun in it. You have fun with it. And I really, you know, for anyone out there, especially those of you who want to believe, my recommendation is try not to get too emotionally invested in any of this, you know. And, I'm always recommending meditation. You'll find more truth doing that, looking within, than you will looking for answers on the internet, I promise. As I like to say, the truth is not out there. The truth is within each and every one of us. And as far as this whole Serpo Madness business, my advice is always the same. Relax. It's only ATS. Hang in there. Kick back, enjoy the ride, and be well, friends.